Next week brings the start of the trial of State Representative Larry Inman. The Republican from the Traverse City area faces three federal charges of bribery, extortion, and lying to the FBI. He's accused of trying to trade his vote for campaign contributions. Those indictments triggered a grassroots recall effort, which successfully got enough signatures to force a recall election, but it was a heavy lift. Caitlin Flynn is with us now. She managed the recall effort. Caitlin, what was the argument you made to get people to sign the recall petition?
Talking with folks, it wasn't hard to get them to sign. I mean, you know, he was indicted, like you said, for extortion, bribery, and lying to the FBI, and he missed over 100 votes to the legislature. And that's exactly what we said to people. And so most people, when they walked up to us, once we said, I'm with the Inman recall campaign, they were excited to sign. They took the pen out of our hands. But for folks who didn't know about it, that's all we said was, you know, he was indicted, he missed votes. We deserve representation. We deserve better. So will you sign the recall petition?
How many volunteers were out there on the streets getting signatures?
Over 150.
So how many signatures did you need to gather?
The minimum is 12,201 valid signatures.
And how many did you ultimately get?
Just under 14,000.
All right, so you topped the minimum. And there was once a time when citizens had 90 days to gather those petition signatures. But you know, a quick history lesson, the recall law for legislators was changed during lame duck in late 2012. And reminder, that was a heck of a season. Right to work was jammed through. And then the Republicans pushed through major changes in the procedures for recalling elected officials. That 90-day window, that was shortened to 60 days. So, Caitlin, what did that shortened window of 60 days mean in your recall effort?
It made it a significant challenge. We had folks who were going out every single day for, you know, the last month or so to make sure that we hit our goals. And it wasn't only the 60-day window that made it a challenge. There's also a rule that they passed in that lame duck session in 2012 that you have to wait 6 months after the term is started of the state representative to start the recall process. So he was indicted in May, and we weren't able to start until July. And so what that did is that we had to start it all in July, you know, submitting the language for the petition, getting that approved, and then we had to wait another 40 days after Inman appealed our language. So we weren't able to start collecting petition signatures until September 23rd, which pushed us into really bad weather. We had to go through snowstorms, you know, really, really difficult situations. And if we had been able to start in May, in June, it would have made the entire process a lot easier on our crew.
How did this effort compare to other campaigns you've done?
That's a good question. You know, I've worked on a lot of campaigns, and I would say this was the most challenging. It wasn't the issue, it was something that everyone agreed upon. You know, he missed work and he was indicted. Those are bad, right? We didn't have to convince people of that. But just the hoops that we had to jump through made it a difficult campaign.
Caitlin, do you know how many other recall efforts have succeeded since the law was changed in late 2012?
We are the first. We are the first campaign to have gotten this far since 2012. You know, when we dropped off the signatures to the State Board of Canvassers, they told us these are the first recall signatures we've seen since the laws were changed in 2012.
Caitlin, now that you've been through this process, what do you see as the legislature's purpose in changing the law or in 2012? Or what was the result of that change?
I believe that their purpose was to make it harder to recall our elected officials, and they certainly succeeded. They made it difficult for folks to hold their legislators accountable. You know, saying that we have to wait 6 months of their term, that's it. That's a year period where we are able to go through this process. You know, and it also has to only be for what they did during, like in that term. So using our recall for an example, you know, we can recall him for, you know, being indicted and for missing work, but we cannot recall him, you know, for, you know, sending those text messages because it happened during his previous term.
So it certainly constricted things for you. What would you want to say
Absolutely.
To today's lawmakers, to the legislature today, as we're talking in 2019? What do you want to say to them about this recall law?
I would say that this law makes it difficult for voters to have a voice, and that the laws need to change because our elected officials need to be held accountable for their actions. You know, it shouldn't be so hard to recall someone who has done a lot of bad things. You know, at the bare minimum, not showing up to work at the state house for 3 months, missing over 100 votes. That's what we elected Representative Larry Inman to represent us, to be voting on the House floor, to be in committees, to, you know, caucus with his peers. And he didn't vote for 3 months, and he wasn't able to be in his caucus, or he was kicked out of his caucus. He doesn't have constituent services anymore. No staff, no office. It shouldn't be so hard to have representation.
Caitlin, at the bare minimum, what changes do you think need to be made in this law?
I think that the window should, you know, at least go back to 90 days. And I think that we should be able to recall them, you know, regardless of how far into their term they are.
And as for Representative Larry Inman, he has to make a decision early next week. Tell us about that.
Yes. So he has to decide by Monday if he would like to remain on the ballot for this recall election.
So he has to decide what, to opt out, or he is automatically the Republican nominee?
That's exactly right. If he chooses, he is automatically the Republican nominee. This triggers a normal, you know, a normal general election to decide who will be filling this seat. And so Monday is the day that he has to decide, you know, does he want to stay on the ballot and stay our representative, or is he going to opt out and let a different Republican take his place on the ballot?
Caitlin Flynn managed the recall campaign against State Representative Larry Inman successfully, turning in somewhere around 14,000 signatures in 60 days. Caitlin, thank you so much for speaking with us on Stateside.
Thank you, Cindy. I was glad to be here.